I got a question for you fellas. What can listeners expect from the Hive Wu-Tang Pod? What kind of stuff can people expect from us?
I mean, I think you're going to get a little bit of everything because we all got a different type of personality, but you're definitely going to get the education. You like the like a library, a dictionary, like you're like Google. So, you know, you're very good at providing information, the language you shy that, you know, you do that. I'm just a music guy, so I review all day, you know.
And, yeah, you know, I second that. Different perspectives, different insight on MCs, lyrics, stuff that we catch, stuff that other people don't.
There you go.
Feel. Deep album cuts that people never talk about or haven't heard. You know, certain favorite beats, best MC, lyricists. Like, I mean, there's endless ways that you can flip it and bring it to light. So, I mean, I'm interested in hearing what everybody, you know, I have a sense of how everybody's going to land or whatever, but you don't really know until you like really put to the fire, because sometimes like my favorite five albums might change, you know, the top two might change every now and then.
Yes,
depending on where I'm at.
Exactly.
Which is why I love them so much, because, you know, it's a great feeling, you know what I mean? Like, if I listen to Liquid Swords, it takes me to a different time and place, and if I listen to Old,
that's right,
it's a totally different period of my life.
That's so, right.
It's good to be able to talk about it and see where you guys were and you know, and correlates with where I was in my life. So
yeah,
that's good. That's good.
That's just like what we were talking about the other day with the whole thing about what was your first. Well, it wasn't what was your first Wu joint. I just automatically assume everybody's first Wu joint was Protect Your Neck. So that was really eye-opening for me to find out that that wasn't even your first Wu joint.
No.
That's like, wow.
No, that Method Man.
That's real.
Yeah, right? Method Man was my first, too.
Yeah. Wow. And then,
incredible.
I don't even remember, honestly, when I heard Protect Your Neck. That's how, you know, much the just hearing that M-E-T-H-O-D, like, just took over. And then next thing I know, you know, the album's out, and it's like, oh my God, bro, this is the greatest thing ever. From sitting in class to going to the gym to listen to it on my friend's radio, Calvin Jarman.
Right.
I don't know if you remember him, but he had the tape, and then, you know, when CDs came out, we redid it. And, I mean, it was a beautiful time. It was freaking crazy.
Yeah. See, and in the meantime, we had Protect Your Neck for months before the album dropped. Yeah, they promoted the hell out of that in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because, like, for me, I didn't hear about it from anyone, anywhere. My cousin came home with the tape, played it. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. Who is that? I went searching for it, found all the wrong people. And then finally, when the album dropped, I'm like, this is it. And, bro, I'm a kung fu flick lover to the max. You know, Saturdays with my
It was a perfect storm for you.
Ooh, bro, you have no clue. Like,
like this is hip hop now?
I'm like, oh my God, this is hip hop. Oh my God, what movie is that from? I know what movie that's from. Da, 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 da. I mean, if I haven't seen the movie before, get me that movie. I need to get this movie. And then, like, watching certain movies and hearing the clip that they use off of the actual albums, like, sends goosebumps and chills down my spine. They're like, ah, this is beautiful, and it's great to be able to share it with other people, because, I mean, I'm not, some music, it's a classic, and it's classic music, and it's hard to come by something like that. So you only get a few chances to really have that artist that, like, brings that, oh, man, this is, like, this is me, this is perfect, in your lifetime, and they're just one of them, you know? And I can't think of too many other artists that dropped the album where I was like, yo, this fits me perfectly. And has always been there through from day one that they dropped to even today. I still pump it, still talk about it, still acknowledge their greatness, and I'd love to hear new stuff from them. So
that's dope, Sean. That's dope, Rex. Thank you for that, guys. So me, it's the same thing. I think the perspective, the education, but also just the fact that it's our brotherhood around a topic that we love. So, like, people you go to the barbershop, people talk about all kinds of things. Like, different things pop up. People might talk about Wu-Tang. People might talk about basketball. In this spot, it's almost like we're taking a concentrated topic from the barbershop and we're going to run it every week and just show the chambers, because there's so many different chambers to it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what I'm really excited about. But also the fact that everyone's background, like y'all said, like Rex, is a daggone Grammy award winning musician in this piece, right? You know, like we got Rex, who is like an international man of mystery, who be in South Africa with Shakira, right? Right? Let's keep it a stack, right? And then we got Sha, who is like a daggone family man, who is like sitting on money like daggone Uncle Scrooge.
Under the mattress.
He got it in the mattress, right? He in the mattress. He got in the freezer. Rex, he got money in the freezer, right? Right?
Yep.
But like,
in the backyard, yeah.
And I'll say this, like, I know this for a fact. Like, I know, I don't know Wu like Sha know Wu. Like, I know Wu,
none of
right?
us know Wu like Sha.
Nobody knows Wu like Sha. He might be the world's, like, expert on Wu-Tang. And then you got Rick, who's not here, but Rick is, like, an entertainer. Like, he's just an entertaining, comical, you know, MC with just a lot of, you know, value to bring to the table. So I'm honored and excited about this, fellas.